Hey everyone, welcome here and glad to have you along. Did you know that I am now on Locals? Locals is an app where you can build community. Think of it like a modern day Facebook group. There you can get free content. I host morning coffees, some afternoon happy hours. You get tons of bonus content, discounts to programs and functions, and it's the best place to connect with me and the Subscription Box community as we continue to grow. All the videos are free to watch, and all you have to do is sign up on Locals. And the best place to do that is to download the Locals app and search for The Subscription Box Show or Eric Music, or you can go to the actual website, thesubscriptionboxshow.locals.com, and there you'll be able to sign up for free. Hope to see you there, and remember to check out our new YouTube channel, The Subscription Box Show. Cheers, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, if you're still early in the subscription journey, even if all you have is a great idea, SubSummit is where you need to go. It's the world's largest conference for entrepreneurs just like you. They're currently accepting applications for a startup scholarship program. Winners will receive a free ticket to the conference next year, hotel accommodations, and up to $500 USD in travel reimbursement. Guys, that's like 1200 Canadian. We're talking about a prize package valued at almost $4,000. All you got to do is apply at subsummit.com/scholarship. That's subsummit.com/scholarship.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going? Douglas.
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks. Other than it's kind of that time of year, it's getting a little chilly out here, but other than that, it's good. And I noticed there's a bit of an accent. Are you Australian?
Very, very good. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you tell? Is it that obvious?
Oh, yeah. Well, I listened to the, not just from what you just said. I just listened to the video on your website and I was like, oh, that's got to be Australian for sure. So,
yeah, I just, I had a chat with a friend last night and he picked it. Like, I've just been communicating over socials. Yeah. And first time I did a Zoom call and he said straight away, you're Australian, aren't you? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know it was that obvious.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. The only time I get confused, I never get confused with the whole British thing, but I do get confused something with the New Zealand one. The New Zealand and Australian, sometimes I can get mixed up, but other than that, I know it's not from England or whatever. You could tell it was Australian. I also listen to my favorite podcaster. He's from Australia, so I'm very familiar with it. His name is Matt Frad. He has a show called Pints with Aquinas. Hence this mug. This is a supporter's mug. But yeah, so anyways, that's not why we're here today. So maybe tell us, Doug, we're just going to get right into it. This is kind of how we flow. We're just going to flow right into the interview here. So maybe for those, I'm going to introduce you here. This is Douglas Slim from subamplify.com. It's fairly new e-commerce subscription platform. Yeah. You know, back when I first even started the podcast, I would assume you weren't around or you were very niche to Australia, but now it's grown a lot and it's great to have you on. So maybe for those who've never heard about you and your platform, maybe give us a quick intro and tell us what you're all about.
Yeah, definitely, Eric. So Subamplify was actually born out of, so a few years back, my wife and I actually started our own subscription box called Crochet Surprise. We do live in Australia, but the business was actually based in the US, mainly because there's a lot of crocheters in the US compared to Australia. And yeah, just we went through the motions of running that subscription box, learned the ins and outs of it. And I know that you know it so well, Eric. That's kind of where Subamplify was born out of. We used different platforms and we couldn't find the one that just did everything that we really needed it to do. So hence why we created our own, and we're fairly new. So we haven't been around as long as the others, but I also see that as an advantage. So we kind of get to, really listen to our customers and use our own experience to really improve and make the platform better.
Yeah. So it's interesting you say that, because in the US, I saw the Crochet Box actually right on your on the website there. So it's like, okay, so you've seen the good things that the other ones were providing and maybe some of the things that were lacking. Maybe what are some of those things that you were lacking? And feel free to name names. I mean, we've had everybody on the show, so it doesn't matter if it's from Shopify side of things or Subly or from Cratejoy or, you know, Recharge, any one of these platforms. I think the guy I heard on your website was actually using WooCommerce and WordPress, I think. So there's all kinds of ways people can use various platforms to run a subscription box, but there are obviously things that were lacking.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. So I think one of the things that we found from our own experience is at the time, a lot of platforms focus more on the transactional side, which is good. But our subscription box, we really grew from the community. I mean, a lot of our customers became like our best friends. And because the crochet kind of industry, generally older females, we had a lot of our customers pass away and their husbands would contact us and share, I don't know how much impact like our subscription box had in their life. And so we kind of really want to bring that into the platform. So an example of that is, you know, a few years ago, there was a whole movement with funnels, you know, one click upsells and downsells and all that sort of stuff. And look, that stuff is really good from a transactional viewpoint. But one thing I did notice, and I've put this on our website as well, is that when you do upsells, we tried it. So we tried it with ClickFunnels and we did it. And what we found is when you upsell a subscription or anything else, but mainly a subscription, you'll find that customers often would have just clicked yes because they couldn't actually see the no button or the no link that was hidden so small on the actual landing page. And then, you know, you'll get chargebacks and that can really almost close down your Stripe account. So you got to be so careful with that stuff. Yeah. So we wanted to improve that. So we didn't want to, like, transactional is a big focus of the platform, but we really wanted to focus on the community side. So you want to give people the option of saying no. You want to offer them an upsell that doesn't cloud them right in front of their face, that it's just a little tick that they can say, yep, I want that. So little things like that, we've really incorporated into the platform. So we feel like you're kind of being salesy without being salesy. Mm-hmm. If that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, if they want it, they're actually going to click on it rather than like being disappointed they had it and may cause you to churn down the road because
yeah,
they're getting like, ah, you know, maybe I really didn't want it, but it was like very much in your face. Yeah, I get that. Community side, anything else on the community side? Because I was trying to think of like as a platform, how you can introduce a community side of things. Obviously, like you probably mentioned community because of the crochet box. It's a huge community. Like, let's not kid ourselves. A lot of people crochet more so than we probably think, especially with the aging boomer population and how they, you know, typically, like you said, older females will do that. My mother-in-law, she's crocheting. She taught her kids to crochet. They're doing scarves right now because we're in Canada. So it's the time of year.
Yeah.
So it's funny. The kids left this morning with my wife. They're gone to the city and they all had their crocheted toques and scarves on from ground that they're working on themselves as well. So my point is that with that community, is there any way like to actually with a platform build up a community feel other than what you just mentioned?
Yeah, absolutely. For example, another feature of the platform that we've incorporated is a members area where you can actually sell digital products as well. So, So I don't know any other platform that has that out of the box besides us. I could be wrong, of course, but I go back to our Crochet Surprise business. You know, we found that, okay, you get the box, but then, like you said, Eric, your grandmother crochets and your mum may crochet and she teaches your kids. But then at the end of the day, what happens if you get kind of more beginner type crocheters?
Mm.
So we incorporated into that community members area that comes out of the box with Subamplify, you know, video tutorials. So A, that reduces your customer service, but it just adds value. So, you know, with a subscription box, you really want to make it worth 10 times the value. And it's really hard. You probably notice this with subscription boxes, the profit margins are low.
It's hard to do it on the product alone. You have to have some kind of like experience.
Correct. So with a community, like a members area that we have, it gives you two options. You can sell, 10 times the value through video tutorials. And secondly, you can also sell digital subscriptions. So that's kind of what we did with Crochet Surprise. So because digital, it's just a lockdown access to the members area. And literally you could buy the box, get the printed crochet pattern, or you can get a slimmed down version, which was like, we sold it for $7 a month. And it was just the pattern in digital format, lockdown. And you could buy that all within the community. So things like that, that's kind of how we incorporate it into Crochet Surprise, which then came into the platform.
Oh, that's
and they love it.
No, it's top notch. Like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of who I had on. I think it might've been, was it Andre Rudnick? He's a Shopify expert. Or was it maybe, it could have been someone else, but recently I was speaking to someone and they're talking about exactly that, how that membership I'm almost moving to a digital membership, and how you can incorporate that into your subscription is going to be key going forward, because a lot of people are struggling to find value. People are, you know, everything's going up, the inflation, shipping, product costs. So now when you're trying, you know, you mentioned the profit margins being so slim, which they are.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to compete with, you know, Amazon and all these companies that are just going to make it, well, you know, I like this box, but it's a little bit less if I just go through Amazon or whatever. But now with these digital memberships is, I think, sort of where maybe the future of subscriptions is going. You can really slim it down, have a digital product that people can have a members only, trim your price. So it's an easy no-brainer for the customer, yet you're still adding tremendous value in a digital format.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And it's really like, it's really fun to do as well. Like, because we just contacted all the suppliers of our box and said, hey, would you be able to give us a discount code for our members? And they did, like, because we provided tea in our box from this awesome tea company in Oregon.
Yep.
And yeah, they gave us a discount code because we, you know, we were loyal customers, and and we chucked that in the members area. So you can already 10 times the value by just saying, hey, you get discounts as well from our suppliers.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Maybe what we can do is I'll just allow the screen share, and maybe we can, do you mind if I put it on the spot here? We can kind of like go to one of the sites that you think is that offers that kind of membership area, and we can have a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a login page, really. And then they log in. So after they order, they create their account,
mm-hmm.
and then they log in, and that's really it.
It's, and then the thing, so then the way it works then, for those who are listening, obviously, that we won't be able to see it, they log in, and it's just like a regular website, except there's things you can click on there. Maybe there's PDFs or there's discount codes. I guess I'm just kind of curious how that would look like, because I've never really, other than like, you know, your Netflix, Disney Plus, where it's like very much visual when you're logging in for that kind of membership, or like even Spotify.
Yeah, well, I think I've got a screenshot on our website, actually. Let me just set it up.
And while you're doing that, I'm just going to mention, folks, like December 13th is the deadline for, I know there's going to be another ad that's going up that's kind of pre-separate, but December 13th is the deadline for the SEPTA Scholarship Awards. They're giving 5 away this year, and that is going to pay your trip to Dallas, folks. Up to, I think, $500 of airfare is covered, and your hotel accommodations are covered in Dallas at the Sheraton there. And they're also going to pay for the entire ticket. It's almost worth $4,000, and they're giving that away as long as you have 1,000 members or less. So if you're in that growing area, maybe you have 2 subscribers, or maybe you have none, or maybe you have 200 and you're kind of stuck there. It's a great way for you to get in front of people and ask the right questions. And the best place to do that is SubSummit. So it's free. It takes only a few minutes to enter. So go to subsummit.com/scholarship and you'll be able to enter there. Again, the deadline is December 13th. And if you've already passed that, just go to subta.com and you can maybe talk to some of the people there. But by the time this airs, you'll still have a couple of weeks, folks. So please make sure to do that. It costs you nothing. And again, it's a, you know, you can't win if you don't. It's like the lottery ticket thing, right, Douglas? Sometimes I'll just want, I'm not a big gambling guy, but once in a while, if I get a gut feeling when I'm putting in gas, I'll get like a lotto ticket. We have something called the Lotto 649 here. So I don't know what it would be in Australia. And once in a while, I just get like, oh, well, you can't win if you don't buy. So once in a while, I'll buy one, and I'm, you know, nothing yet, but at least you're in the game. You're in the game if you enter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I found a picture of it on our website.
So sure. Do you want to share it? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
You should be good to go. For those who are listening, head over to YouTube if you want to see what we're talking about here, because some of this stuff will be visual, of course. So
can you see?
I can see that for sure.
Yeah. You can see this?
I sure can.
Oh, fantastic.
So this is walk us through here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So this is actually from our Crochet Surprise site. So it literally, we've kept it very, very simple, where on the left-hand side, you've got these categories, and then under each category, you can create posts. So the top two automatically come in as part of SubAmplify built in. So being able to do all the things that, you know, you want your subscribers to be able to do, like cancel their subscription, pause it, change their password, change their shipping details, payment details.
Oh, they're simple and then after like that.
And then after that, we've added in our own stuff. Like we had a Facebook group. We added value by saying, hey, you might not know crocheting, but we've got this course, The Basics of Crocheting. I don't know if you can see it there.
Yeah, crazy.
Which
is just something they can all see from that site.
Correct.
So how does the Facebook work? There's just like a hyperlink or something from there, and then it redirects you to the Facebook?
That's right, Eric. Yeah, it's just a hyperlink to Facebook.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, we got patterns, we got the different discounts, how to get help. And this is kind of one of the benefits of actually having your own subscription box. So one feature we added in because I found it frustrating was we would send our box around the 25th of the month, and then we wouldn't release the pattern till maybe the 2nd of the following month, just right, to give it about a week so people wouldn't necessarily log into the members area, see the what project they were doing before the box had arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of waited till they got their box, put the pattern up. But then sometimes if people cancel, a normal membership site will cancel at the end of the billing cycle, right, or cancel again. But then, you know, if they've got one more project to come, they still want access to the pattern and the video tutorial for that project. So we've got a built-in feature where we can say, look, you can specify how long in the future before they actually lose access. So we used to give them about an extra month. So kind of all these little things to reduce. And this just came from us having dealing with customers that were saying, hey, we canceled, but I still want access because I need the videos for this project. So we built that in.
Yeah, it looks like it's very streamlined and it's pretty simple, but I love it. And it probably helps with the speed of everything. Like I noticed on, is that something you're getting from your customers? Like, because we always talk about speed and I mean, any kind of research you do on websites, like you got about like 3 seconds to get people to not bounce from your site. And if your site's loading during that 3 seconds, they're bouncing out. Are you finding that people that are coming over to SubAmplify are talking about this website speed? I know one of the people testimonials I heard were talking about the speed having a huge effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, Eric, speed is like affects your Google rankings. I saw some crazy stat that, yeah, every 1 second slower your site loads, like you'll see a drop in conversion rate by like 10% or 20%. It's like really high. So yeah, absolutely. We'd like to just keep it simple as well. Like at the end of the day, when people go into the members area, I've seen a lot of members area because I've bought a lot of stuff and sometimes you get so confused in trying to find something. And one thing I really wanted in this members area is going back to what we talked about before is giving your customers an easy option to cancel, not have to find the link that's under this link, that's under this link.
Yeah, it gets buried.
It should just be able to cancel.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a tough one. Like I know, and that I love that how it's very simplified because even for us, we're using Shopify right now and we use Bold subscriptions and it's two different things. People change their address in their Shopify account, but they didn't change it in the Bold account and it causes a nightmare. Like we've been trying to like find a way around this for a long time. So let's maybe talk about who you work with next. And then, you know, we'll talk about the ease of installation, the ease of maybe switching, because I'm sure some people listening, they're perking up their ears because they're like, hold on, this is going to be simplify my life, which it sounds like it does.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's like, okay, I'm scared of the switch because, you know, you hear nightmare stories, right? So let's maybe talk about who you work with, what kind of websites you work with. If it's just certain ones, can anybody use SubAmplify?
Yeah, definitely anyone can use SubAmplify. We are subscription focused. That's kind of our differentiating factor. So we've got subscriptions built into the core of the platform. So with other platforms, as you spoke about, you'll need a plugin or some sort of like one of our customers, they were on WooCommerce, so they had to get a plugin for their subscriptions. So yeah, we work with all sorts of e-com stores. I think the beauty of our platform is when you have that subscription built in, because I learned from a few years ago that subscriptions should be the backbone of any business. Then you can ride out the economy, ride out different sort of stages.
There's some cost certainty there, 100%. I mean, I think subscriptions, it's so attractive now because it's not a one time, it's very expensive to acquire customers. And when you can have some kind of certainty, knowing every month, like we're in the process of, you know, having our business evaluated. And it's like, well, it's easy to see because it's consistent. And then people are shocked when they're doing this because they're looking, okay, when you put an e-commerce store and they expect like it to be such a fluctuating thing, right? Your sales month to month, but it's actually pretty consistent, right? And it's a pretty predictable method of doing business. And that's why I think it's so attractive to so many people, but it's a challenging business because a lot of people are doing it now. So when you can simplify it, I think it's a huge part of it. So you work obviously with Shopify then, and you mentioned WooCommerce. What about someone who's like on, like for the switching, let's talk about moving business over. How's that process work?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, really. I mean, at the end of the day, we deal with Stripe. I think a lot of e-com stores use Stripe. And I think if you're on another e-com store, if the e-com platform has done the right thing by you, they would have created the subscription in Stripe, not on their own platform. And if that's the case, then it's a piece of cake, because really you're just taking the Stripe account, moving across to us, and the subscriptions are there. So we can just pull down the data, and that's really it. Like, it's not too difficult, thank goodness.
Yeah. Sounds like it's a, I mean, I think there's always a chance of things potentially going wrong. So on the customer side of service things, you guys would be aware, you're notified, and you guys are kind of like migrating things kind of like on together, I guess. Is that how it would work? You'd have some support there from your team?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an internal checklist as well, just to make sure step by step that nothing goes wrong. Yeah, I think it's, we haven't had any issues so far. So,
okay, cost. Yeah. Not cost necessarily of the app or of the Subamify platform. Is there a cost of getting it installed, the ease of the installation of this? So let's say someone's maybe still in the decision stage. They haven't really decided on one and they want to do this from scratch, and they decide they want to. How does the process work from step one to launching a site and your subscriptions? Someone can actually order that subscription. How does that work and the ease of the install? Do they need to hire this out? Is it something they can do themselves?
Yeah, great question, Eric. Yeah, they can definitely set up for themselves. I mean, we built it promptly with ourselves in mind. So there's a lot of things in there just to make it easier. Like, for example, if you say, like, sometimes you'll have a product, right? And it's just a minor variation and you just want to tweak a few things, but you're going to sell like kind of like a different version of it. You can simply just duplicate the product. So we've added in the back end a lot of little things like that, that speeds up your time. In terms of the website design, I know a lot of people use templates and stuff, but we wanted to give customers full control. So there's drag and drop editor, which I think is pretty popular now with Webflow and different platforms like that that have made it more popular. But yeah, literally you sign up, go through the onboarding, and you could be up and running within maybe a few hours.
Oh, really?
That's, I'd like to say minutes.
Yeah.
But I think when I've done it, I've taken that, the quickest I've ever done it is about an hour to 2 hours.
No kidding.
For like a simple kind of smallish store.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like to give a bit of wiggle room.
I love it, man. What about someone who, like, can you kind of like combine different things? So let's say someone's on, for example, like, let's just use me as an example. I'm on Shopify with Bold Subscriptions version 1, but I like your membership idea. Can I like just kind of pluck that and insert that as well with what I already have and just use like that membership platform?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I've got my head turning here.
We'll have to look at that maybe, because that'd be something cool, because that might be something people would start with. And then they're like, okay, I really like the ease of it. Now I'm going to completely drop my Bold subscriptions or my Recharge or whatever it would be, right? Because I like what this membership looks like. It's super easy. And I think I can migrate the rest. Or because there's two Stripe things, I don't know if that's going to, how that would work. But we'll have to, we'll have to do a follow-up on that one.
Yeah.
I'll let you think about it. Yeah. You don't have to come up with an answer.
About it.
Yeah. But it's something where I think it'd be kind of cool, because I think there's something there with those digital memberships where it's going to be very, very popular going forward. And I think, like, with the especially here in Canada, I don't know what it is like in Australia. In Canada, the shipping's insane. And it's because, you know, we live in big, well, in here too, like, we have big countries spread out with like somewhat not huge populations, right? Like, I don't know what the population of Australia is, but here it's only 35 million and it's a massive country. So it's crazy expensive to ship, to the point where it's like, do we almost go just a digital subscription or digital membership and just get rid of that? And product costs to get here is expensive now. And everyone's, you know, the suppliers, and it's like, there's a lot of moving parts here. So I think it's going to be something where it's going to pick up steam is this digital membership and how you can add still a ton of value within not shipping a physical product.
Yeah. No, it's funny you say that, Eric, because we had our subscription box based in the US. So our fulfillment center was in Indiana. And even though America is like right next door to Canada, we had a lot of Canadian customers that wanted to order our box, but we actually didn't promote it to Canada through like Facebook ad targeting or anything like that, because we saw the price of shipping through USPS and it was insane.
It's insane.
From America to Canada, I was like, like, you could ship something from one side of, you know, the US to the other for like $10, and this is like a big box.
Yeah.
But it was like $20 just to get it across.
On average here, yeah. It's $22 on average now to ship our 9x6x3, not quite those diameter, a little bit smaller than 9x6x3, and under 2 pounds. It's insane. Wow. And that's 22.
Under 2 pounds.
Oh yeah. Wow. It's like, it, on average, our boxes are like 1.2 pounds. And yeah, it's just, it's insane. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, but even for America, it's funny because Americans will reach out to me and say, I want to start shipping to Canada. And I'm like, why? You've got almost 400 million people in your country and it's cheap to ship. What's another 35 million up here going to do? Like, sure, there's another market for you, but or just to say you ship internationally or having that as an option, but I would just say why? Like, save yourself the trouble. Don't. Sorry, Canada. I know I'm rough on my own country, but it's like, it's expensive. So, okay. So the ease of it's pretty good, but when it comes to the membership only, you're going to look into that. So we're going to have some kind of follow-up answer for that at some point.
Yeah.
So we're like, we'll get back to that and maybe they offer that to the locals community. So videos, I noticed you talked about videos. It's something you guys offer. It's, you can add to your website, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And that doesn't affect your speeds at all? Because that's usually where it's like people want the video, they want something really cool, but it's like, might affect the speed of my site. So I'm going to just go with like a simple image or something.
Yeah. Well, in terms of offering video, we don't actually host the video. So we'll say something like, yeah, you'll host it on Wistia or Vimeo or YouTube. Yeah. But you're absolutely right, Eric. I would only use video if you really, really have to, because even if through our own testing on our platform and putting video into the platform, like embedding it, we just found that video just kills the speed. Because I'm going to go a bit techie here, but all the JavaScript that comes with Wistia and Vimeo, it really drags the speed. So unless you really need it, like maybe a customer testimonial or your box is kind of really complicated and a video kind of explains it better, I would avoid it as much as you can.
Unless you have like a plugin, like you said, like that YouTube or whatever kind of a plugin there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I think it depends on the box.
Yeah, it's a good point. And even if the video is done right and it's super fast and you got all the proper tech in place, that doesn't change the fact that you might have a customer, you know, most of your customers, 90% of them are going to be on mobile. And if they're in some shady spot with bad reception or inside a building that you're not getting full reception or they don't have Wi-Fi, your website might be 100%, but that video is taking a long time because your mobile is not picking up. So they're just going to be like, might that be the only chance they ever went to your site and they're bouncing because that video took too long. So yeah, maybe I agree. I think stay away from it unless you have to. I get it. It's cool. And I see a lot of really nice sites that have that video look, but maybe it's not always the best. I want to talk about all the features. Maybe now. I don't know if you know me. You know, maybe now we can go to like subamplify.com and you can kind of just show us your site. And did you want to do that? I kind of want to talk about the features and everything that some differentiators that you guys would have. So I'll allow you to screen share again. And again, please, on audio, I'm going to try to describe everything I'm seeing here from Douglas as clean as possible. And if you're interested to actually see the subamplify.com, just head over right now to your mobile phone and just follow along with us, or go to the YouTube channel and we'll go through. And so when you go to subamplify.com, okay, so now you're on your homepage here.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I'm going to let you kind of show us around, show us your site. So we're in the features section here. So for people who are listening, we're under the features because we want to talk about the features that Subamplify would offer. Because a lot of people are like, well, and I'm just going to play the devil's advocate, because if I'm listening to this, honestly, I'm probably a little skeptical. It's like, well, okay, they're all the same. They all kind of do the same thing. Why is it different than the others? So that's why I'm going to let you kind of be a little salesy here and sell your product.
Thanks, Eric. No, I appreciate it. Well, I think the first thing before I go through is, as I was chatting before, Subamplify comes from the founders having actually run our own subscription box. I dare say, I don't know how many other founders of the other platforms have actually run their own subscription boxes.
Mm.
Granted, you'll get lots of data from your existing customers, but I think, Eric, you know what it's like when you run a subscription box. I also...
You know the pains,
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when you've got that packing day, you've got that shipping day, Christmas, you like, my wife and I would like ship like 2 weeks earlier because the amount of emails you get from customers to say, will this definitely arrive before Christmas?
Yeah.
And like, you know, you want them to open up the box on Christmas, all those things, all those emotions that you would have gone through having a subscription box, we've been through. So kind of we come from that angle. So that I think the first thing that we definitely do is you can add physical and digital products in the same cart. We're very big on digital as well, mainly because we found that, yes, selling your own subscription box, profit margins are low. So you've got to add something else that can help you beef up those profit margins. And that's where digital does really well. So that's the first thing. You can sell digital, you can sell physical, and you can add it both to the same cart. And you can also sell a digital subscription and a physical subscription at the same time. So customers can actually buy both types of subscriptions as well. We've also handled all the different subscription models. So, you know, it's like if you have a subscription box, the traditional model is you'll have a cutoff day. People got to order by that day because you need enough time for the product to come in and enough time for you to pack and ship.
Right.
So we've got all that covered. One thing as well that we found that was really big during Christmas, and this is a little tip for your audience, but I'm sure you would have covered this at some point, Eric, is that during Christmas, when you run your Google ad or Google shopping campaigns, you know, your Facebook ad campaigns, a lot of people look for gifts. So, and when they look for gifts, like our Christmas, we would like do 10 times our normal sales, because when people search for gifts, they don't want to buy a subscription, so to speak. They want to, like, for example, they want to buy a 3-month gift, totally. A 6-month,
yeah.
You know, a 1-month gift where it's just a once off fee. And so we bake that into the platform. So you can also easily sell gift orders as well. And then also show it at the same time on the checkout.
I love that. Well, even that picture we're looking at where it says one time subscription and then quantity. So let's say someone clicked on subscription, they can pick the amount of months they have. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, they'll be shown whatever options that you've got down there, correct.
And what about the one time? If someone clicks on that one time button that we're looking at there, can they click like 2 or 3 if they want to like have that box sent 2-3 times? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Wow.
Do you know, Eric, that one time, what that came about from?
No. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So that actually came from, once again, running a subscription box where we had a lot of customers go, you know what? I like your subscription, but I just want to try it first. Yeah. And so that's where that one time came in. So we learned very fast that, yes, offer them a one time and then upsell them your subscription in the members area or in your email marketing later on down the track. So that's kind of came from that. And then, yeah, other stuff like being able to reduce people canceling. So offering the option to pause your subscription and to unpause it. That was a big thing for us because, once again, we had customers that were coming to us saying for our subscription box, hey, I don't actually want to cancel. Can we just put it on hold for a month, 2 months, 3 months?
And it just looks very simple, right? And very easy to find. Mm. I think that's key. Everyone like that I've talked to that has these massive subscription boxes really talk about the ease of canceling, the ease of pausing. And I want to have that. And I find it's very difficult with what we have. And people get frustrated. It costs a lot, actually, headaches, to be quite honest with us. And it does cause some bad reviews. It has caused a lot of customer service just because there's no way to really simplify it. So I love that this is super easy, very visible. And people have, there's a trust there, I think, right? When people know that you're not trying to like make it hard to cancel, because we've all been there trying to cancel something. It's like, come on. Or you can only do it from your PC now. You can't do it from your mobile. You got to log into your PC account. Yeah. And it's like, come on. Like, it's almost impossible to cancel at that point. But it's like, I think then you lose that trust in them, right? It's like, well, you kind of have like that screw you attitude to the company instead of like, oh, you know what? Oh, I like it, but I just need a couple months. It's tight around this time of year, or it's, you know, whatever it is. And then they'll come back. Or even if they do cancel, because it was so easy, next time they want to do it again, maybe for a gift or for themselves, they will come back because there's a trust there. That super simple to set up, super simple to cancel. I love that.
Yes. Oh, spot on. That's exactly right, Eric. And yeah, we just, everything in the platform, we kind of just make it simple, like, because we were using it ourselves, so we didn't want anything complicated. And this is another thing that we built in, was just being able to follow up when a person's like subscription payment failed. Like, that was a big thing for us, because you want to be able to make them send them an email and then for them to just click on it and then update their details. That's it. Yeah. Like, and without having to install another, you know, use another service like Stunning or anything like that.
Right.
And pay another monthly fee. Just that's kind of really important with any sort of subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And then the members area, which I spoke about, being able to update shipping details and downloading invoices and being able to access content.
So just on that, Douglas, so when someone logs in, like goes to your, let's say I go to surprisecrochet.com or whatever the site is, and I sign up at that time, are they creating any, like they're putting in their email, obviously, are they also putting in a password at that time of registration to be able to go into that members area, or is that done on a follow-up email? How does that work?
Such a great question. I love your question, Eric. So that's actually, once again, we did that through our own experience. So
exactly. That's why I asked the question, right? Because we know how that can get kind of like tricky there, right?
Yeah. So we show that on the order confirmation page. So the reason why we do that is because I've been through a lot of checkout experiences. And the thing that you don't want to do is add any more friction to that sales process. Yep. You want them to go from adding to cart to purchasing as quick as you possibly can, purely because, you know, in that time period, the customer's mum rang, they went to take the phone call, they forget about their purchase, they bounce. Like, so many things can happen. So you want to kind of reduce that time and reduce that friction. So, and I've been through checkout processes where they ask you to set up an account before you've even paid. And I'm just thinking, far out, like I would bounce for this sort of thing.
Mm.
So as soon as the order for confirmation page appears where it says, look, your order went through, click here to sign up and set up your account. And that's at the point that we get them to set up the account.
Yeah.
So for Crochet Surprise, for example, they'll see that order confirmation page. They'll see the call to action to set up their account. They'll set it up. And then as soon as they log in, they'll have access to all this content and being able to do everything they need to do with their subscription.
Love it. Yeah. Simple and easy. Good.
Yeah. Simple and easy is our middle name.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because like your big thing is that you sell both physical and digital products, I think is kind of like those huge value adds that you do. The simplicity is, as well. But I think maybe one of the best things and resources you have is that you were a subscription box owner. So you know all these little things that irk us. And it seems like you're kind of like checking all the boxes. So far, very impressed. Great system you got going on here.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah. And for the subscription box owners out there, I definitely know everything you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Subscription boxes are very different, I think, to just selling one-time products.
It's a different animal, 100%. There's
different
a lot more
animal. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored in part by SubSummit, the world's largest conference dedicated to subscriptions. As a bootstrap subscription box entrepreneur myself, I know how hard it can be to build and grow your business. It takes a lot of time, energy, and money. Well, SubSummit makes everything easier. It's a great event where thousands of subscription business owners from across the globe come together to grow, connect, and discover how to engage with their subscribers and enrich their subscription offering. You can expect to network with hundreds of other subscription box owners, vendors, and leaders in the industry. SubSummit gives you the tools you need to take your subscription business to the next level. Guys, the Startup Scholarship Program could get you there for free if you have 1,000 or less subscribers. It includes a free ticket to the 2023 conference in Dallas, plus hotel accommodations at the Sheraton Dallas, and up to $500 US in travel reimbursement. So what you got to do is head over to subsummit.com/scholarship and apply today. Again, that's subsummit.com/scholarship. And apply today, and you could be heading over to Dallas in May for free.
Okay, so here we'll continue down here. This is still part of the, I'm assuming, the members page here. Add value, okay, maximize sales. What is this part here?
Yeah, this is actually something I learned from ClickFunnels, actually, and Russell Brunson. So part of ClickFunnels is they'd have this thing called order bumps. And it's kind of a concept that's used a lot in the digital product space, internet marketing. And so we literally adapted it for physical products. And it's literally just like this on the screen.
Is it like an upsell? So, is that what you're talking about?
Order bump? Yeah, it's an upsell, but it's kind of an upsell without being salesy. Okay. So to speak. So like you literally put your card number in, your credit card, and then underneath it's just this little box that says, hey, would you like us to add this to your box?
It totally looks like ClickFunnels type of stuff there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So we added this in because once again, like when you send out your box, you're paying for that shipping anyway. So you want to add something else to it so that when your customers receive the box, it does two things. Like we found, for example, like we would add extra crochet hooks if they added this upsell. And so when they get their box, you've made more money. So you've increased your average order value. Mm-hmm. And then when they get their box, even though they paid for it, they open it, they think like customers actually think that they've gotten this. It's so much in the box. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. It's just this psychological thing that they're like, wow, I got all this. This is incredible. Even though they did ticket and say, I want it. So it's just a way of maximizing your shipping and maximizing the order that they're placing.
Yep.
So that's how we help increase and maximize sales.
No tech skills required, right? So it's easy to install, like you mentioned before. I can't believe you said you could do it. You know the platform, so you can do it in a matter of minutes. But for someone like for me or for, you know, someone out there listening, it's like, hey, listen, because a lot of people like have this great idea. They're creators. They got this creative genius inside them. They have this idea and now they want to bring their idea to the world. But it's like, they're terrified of the tech, right? And, and if you're listening out there, you're like raising your hands. You're like, hell yeah. Like the tech terrifies me. So it says no tech skills required. Now, I know a lot of them say this, but is this actually the case? Can it be true, Douglas?
Oh, that's a good look. I'll just go check my wife's not listening. Yeah, no, it's all good. So my beautiful wife, Sarah, so she ran Crochet Surprise with me. Yeah. So I was more the marketing tech side and she was the domain expert. Like I know a bit about crocheting, but she's the expert. She knows how to do it and she loves it. And so I got her to add products and do different things with the website. And whatever feedback she said to me, we would incorporate into the platform. Yeah. So she would say, and mind you, this is not easy. Like, you know, when you're working with your wife and she tells you certain things, you could tell me something, Eric, and I'll listen, I'll take it on board. But sometimes when your wife tells you, you're like, oh, you know, like, but, you know, she was awesome. She gave so much awesome feedback. And I did take it on board and we put it into the platform. And so some of that is that. And then some of it is also myself using it and going, you know what? This is very frustrating having to, like, for example, this drag and drop editor, we've got a section in there where you can create one footer because I got so tired of every single page doing a footer and then having to replicate that footer across the next page and then the next page. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, totally. This is so frustrating. Every website has like a footer.
Yes.
So we added that in. You can create one footer
and
it gets shown across all pages. Like, and then you only have to edit the one footer and it gets changed across the site. So things like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple, but again, it's frustration. Yeah. By doing it yourself. Yeah. It's not this huge conglomerate, you know, company trying to like put together ideas around the boardrooms. Like this is stuff you went through and this is little things that all add up to making it simple for people that, you know, and let's be honest, a lot of these subscription boxes are started in people's basements and people's living rooms and their kitchen tables, right? They're packing boxes with friends and eventually they might try to, you know, have an employee, but yeah, it starts small. So it's got to be simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just have, like, my wife and I just have a massive heart for mums and dads. And like, we did Crochet Surprise with three young kids. We just know what it's like when you want to do something, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to provide for your family. And I honestly can say this, my hand on my heart, that I know how hard subscription box owners work. We work really hard because of all the stuff that needs to happen to get that box set up every single month or every single week, how often you send it out. So yeah, we really want to help those guys succeed.
Yeah, no, 100%. That's why the show was built. It's like, it, you know, it takes time out of my busy schedule Sure, has it helped me by talking to these people? 100%. But it's a platform where it's free and people can just go and listen to this information free. So I hope you guys enjoy this kind of stuff because it does take a lot of time from, I've got 5 kids and we've got a subscription box and we've got a new hockey company now and we're just really busy. And it's a love of labor, right? Like you do it, but we're giving back and we're hoping, yeah, if you guys love that, the least you can do and what we'd appreciate is you go to that YouTube and give it a thumbs up and subscribe or go give a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We'd appreciate that stuff. So thanks in advance for doing that to the loyal listeners of the show. And someone told me today, they're looking me up. It was for something else, completely different. And we're having a Zoom call through a business meeting. And like, yeah, I looked up your podcast and turns out you're like, it's really, and I'm pumping my own tires here. So give me a moment. I don't often do this, folks. But it's like, apparently this show is like top 1.5% of the shows out there, just from the length of time and the downloads and everything else. So thanks to you guys for listening. Really appreciate it. So, but it's also because of people like you, Douglas, you know, great guests coming on and sharing their knowledge as well. So yeah, a little promo for the show there, I don't say it often enough to go subscribe and do all that stuff, but please do that. It does help tremendously. So that being said, no tech skills required. We know how hard it is. So it's simplified again. So we're going to keep going through the features here. And again, if you're listening through audio, so I apologize. Sometimes I'm just kind of looking at the site and I'm not giving a good description. I wouldn't be a good play-by-play guy for sports, I guess, because I'm just sit there watching a lot of silent moments. But you're doing a great job describing it. So keep going.
Oh, thanks, Eric. Yeah, look, I have to agree with everything you said about, because I've looked up subscription box podcasts and stuff like that, and it's such a niche area.
Yeah,
and I for one am grateful for what you're doing for the community as well.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, no worries. So in terms of other features, so one thing that really helps, what we found was for customers of our Crochet subscription box, one thing that really helped customers convert is all the social proof, so reviews and all that sort of stuff. So I'm glad you brought this up because I haven't put this on here and I don't know why I haven't done it, but I need to do it. We have a reviews module as well. So
that's built in? The platform.
Built in. Yep.
Oh man, that's amazing.
Yeah. So
for anyone who's ever had to deal with like Trustpilot or like, you know, Google review, any one of those things, it can become a pain very fast, especially when you're like right now, we're kind of like in this dispute with Trustpilot. So I'm all ears here.
Yeah. Oh, far out. Yeah. Built in. So customers can review your product. And if you turn that feature on, you can automatically emails get sent to them asking them for a review. And they can just click on the link and then just write a review.
Cool.
So that was a big thing for us, reviews.
And it's another thing, you don't have to get another app for it or whatever, right? Like it's such a pain. And like, yes, you can get a free Trustpilot app, but there's also, you know, you get what you pay for. And then if you really want the Trustpilot reviews that you need, it's just going to cost you more money again. And the other thing I was going to talk about maybe is the reviews. That's amazing that you have that built in. What about emails? Like, do you guys partner with some kind of like CRM system or do you guys have that built in? How does that work?
Oh, such a good question. So yeah, no, out of the box, we integrate natively with MailChimp, predominantly because like, I think a lot of people still use MailChimp. So we integrate natively with them. For our Crochet subscription box, we use Drip. So we obviously built that integration in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a Zapier integration. So that will allow you to connect with anything like ActiveCampaign. But we are going to build out in the next couple of weeks native integration with Klaviyo because a lot of people use Klaviyo and it's an amazing email system.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think we've bounced around. We've tried them all, actually. We went to MailChimp. We've tried Klaviyo. We've actually currently using ActiveCampaign, but also very expensive. I mean, most of these have a pretty hefty price tag.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. And then we also send out emails as well. So, for example, this came from one of our customers, actually. Like when you refund someone through the back end, through the merchant dashboard, before we never sent an email out. So you just refund and then Stripe would send their customer an email saying, you got a refund.
Mm.
But they actually wanted an email sent so they could tell them the reason why they're getting a refund.
Mm-hmm.
So we built that in. So there's a couple of emails that actually do get sent out automatically through SubAmplify And you can also edit some of those emails as well. So stuff like order confirmation, refunds, order notifications when orders become on the way. So we kind of do both. We kind of send our own emails and then also partner with integrations with MailChimp.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. Like I just use my Shopify site. There's certain things and you preset what you want to say in there, right? And then just automatically gets kind of sent. And that's where you can have a lot of fun with editing those, right? Because you can have your own kind of voice to them. I know it doesn't have to be, you could just select all the standard ones, I'm sure, right? But if you want to add your own voice in the way you kind of talk and the way your brand speaks to your customers, right? I know some are pretty, spicy out there or whatever, however you're doing. Or funny, it could be, very funny. So good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's something, a couple of those things I need to definitely put on the website. So thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's just more features, right? Something that's like, all these features, even you didn't realize are all these features. How easy it is to plug in like testimonials or something? Is that pretty simple?
Yeah, they're super simple. So you could easily add like through drag and drop. You can just take screenshots. You could use the reviews module. Yeah,
just super have that simple. There. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now to join, maybe if you want to just go back to your homepage, just kind of say this. If someone wants to join, what are we looking at for, I guess, is there costs? Obviously, there's costs involved here. So this is your homepage, scale your store with subscriptions. This is what you do. How does this work? Not to put you on the spot. Is there Black Friday just finished? So that we're too late for that. Is there any holiday sales or is there like a free trial? How does this work to start up with you guys?
Yeah, great question, Eric. So we just have one flat fee, which is just $49 a month. Just one plan. We just kept it simple. $49 a month, and we do take a 1% transaction fee. We're not going to increase that because we think 1% is already enough. So yeah, $49 per month and 1% transaction fee. And if anyone is interested, like there's a 14-day free trial as well. If anyone has come from your podcast or is interested in giving it a crack, just send me an email at hello@subamplify.com. Mention that you're from this podcast. Big thumbs up to Eric and we'll sort out some sort of discount as well.
Oh, nice. Thanks for doing that. Yeah. So for the listeners, I know most of my listeners, and there's listeners from all different sizes of businesses, but a lot of you guys I do know are starting or thinking of starting. Keep it simple. I suggest to give it a trial. I do mean that. And this is kind of like I did some minor research on this before, which I always do with my, before I get a guest on, but it does look pretty solid, folks. Like, I don't know, like we've got a new, this company here, My Hockey Profile, which is, I'm going to plug in, like, this is something new that it's a B2B business, but we're thinking of doing something kind of like membership wise, something where, just maybe players can kind of like pay, $9.99 a month or something. This is probably the first, I'll be honest, it's probably the first route I'm going to, if we do decide to pull the trigger on something like that, it would be a digital membership kind of a thing. No physical products. And this is the first place I would look, folks, just because I love the simplicity and I've seen a lot of platforms, trust me. So all to say, like, this looks really cool. I love that digital membership platform. And I think once we can sort out to see if it's something you can add on top of something that, people maybe don't, they're not ready to move everything yet or to migrate everything yet. If you can add that part of it, that's a huge value add for your people, or as an option, maybe they can't afford your $60-$50 box anymore, but they can move over to a digital membership because you still want that value from that branding that you'd have. Yes, it's going to be a little more work. You got to figure out that what you're going to put in that membership. But I think that's a great option to kind of like keep a customer, but to down pay them because they'd be happy to still pay you something to get that, that brand experience. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. We found as well that sub $10 price point, like, a lot of customers just go, yeah, that's fine. Like, look at their credit card and they're just like, yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
As long as you add the value. But
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think even like you look at yourself, like, where can you cut, right? It's like, well, I'm not cutting my Spotify because I'm getting that value. I like paying my $10 or whatever, Same thing with my Netflix, my $15 or whatever. It's like, it is what it is. It's fine. But there's others. It's like, well, I might have to cut that one because as soon as it's like over like $30 or whatever, right? It's like, ooh, that's every month that you start thinking, okay, I'm like, $400 a year or whatever. So yeah, it's a nice price point if you can find something to add as well. And there's of course a lot of people who just there's a lot of money out there, folks. Don't get me wrong. There's a ton of money out there, a ton of people who want to spend that money, and they probably want to spend it on you if you're giving them something good. So I'm just saying this is another great option for those who are not there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, well, listen, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to kind of mention? I was just going to ask you, especially when it's something like this, where it's kind of like a brand, there's no affiliation here, folks. We're just kind of like giving you everything that's out there in subscriptions. So this is another fantastic new product that's, you know, pretty much new. Like, when did you officially launch, by the way?
Ooh, that's such a great question. So we launched probably a year and a half ago. Yeah. So yeah, not super long, like some of the other platforms.
Yeah.
But we've been well tested. So our first year, we onboarded a couple of customers and made sure that it was working, and us being like literally the first customer to make sure that, yeah, there were no bugs and stuff like that.
For sure.
So yeah, not super long.
Have you ever had any pushback or some kind of like passive aggressive stuff from like other subscription platforms? Does that make any sense? Like, I don't know if you've been to like a sub summit or something, or some kind of like, and they're like, who's this new guy on the block here trying to get into our space here? Or has it been pretty, they're just kind of like, they're staying their own lane kind of thing?
No, I've had something. Yeah, it's been interesting, Eric. So my viewpoint is, in terms of business, there can be lots of competitors, right? Like, it's such a massive pie. We can help each other out. And I use email marketing as an example. Like, there are tons of email marketing platforms. There's like probably 20 of them. There's probably like hundreds of CRMs, like Salesforce, HubSpot, Pipedrive. There's tons of CRMs. So I think there's room for everyone to have customers and to succeed. So, funny story, I was part of this other platform that have a Facebook group, and I joined their Facebook group not to get intel, just to add value. Like, so I joined, and then one day, and mind you, during this whole time I was in this group of our competitor, I never ever posted, hey, this is what's coming, look what we're doing, check out SubAmpha. I never did that. And then one day I went in and I was blocked. I was like, what? I was blocked.
Interesting. I wonder how they would have known then, or something. It's interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea. To this day, I still don't know. And look, it is what it is. I don't get offended. But I do think, yeah, it's a big pond, and we can, you know, all shall prosper.
Yeah, I think so too. That's how I looked at it. They're always like, whether it's another mom and baby box, or it's another subscription box podcast, like, it's all there to help. I couldn't care less. Like, if you prefer the other one, great. But there's something for everyone. Maybe like a long form conversation like we have here. It's a little more chill. Maybe you want it to get straight to the point, a little shorter, and this is too much. You know, I've had even people tell me, like, you know, you've got great potential for your show, like on feedback stuff, like emails. Great, but I can't listen to it. It's like, how do they say it? Basically, they're saying I was too gratuitous or too nice to the guests. Like, I'm like, it's just who I am. If you don't like me, that's fine. You don't need to listen. There's a lot of different shows out there. So yeah. So anyways, it's all to say, I agree. There's a big pond, there's lots of people out there, lots of money to be had, and everyone can get a piece of the pie, if you will, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think like, as well, like a previous business that I did many years ago, we were dealing with, like, you know, when in business you like negotiate, so you're like always trying to get like the lowest price and stuff like that. And it got to this point where I was in this meeting where we're talking with this supplier, and my other directors are like really trying to lower the price almost till like it's nothing. And I just felt so embarrassed, because I thought to myself, this poor guy, this supplier, he's got a family, he's got like kids, he has to feed them. So why can't we prosper them and we can prosper too? So I've always had that mentality that, look, all shall prosper. Like you said, Eric, like, you might not like us, but that's okay. You might like this person. But if this, it's just such a massive pool of customers that, you know, we can serve together, and then everyone can win.
And not to mention, if you're trying to kind of completely screw job someone, and, you know, that supplier, for example, like, when something happens, when, you know, you need a favor or whatever, like, you just, you want that person to like you and to be in your good books as well. Like, I don't want to be in business with someone who's like, oh, I can't stand working with these people. They're, you know, they totally took advantage of us and we're way too low. And I was like, I'd rather them be happy. In a good business deal, both parties are happy, both are prospering, and both are making money, both are happy in that relationship. I think there's no point of you trying to win over a negotiation. I think that when you win a negotiation, it means someone lost, and that's probably long-term, it could bite you in the rear end, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I think I like your headspace and I like where you're coming at, and I totally agree with you on that. I think that's the other thing. So you always agree with everything they say. I'm like, that's not true. I do try to push back, but sometimes, you know, there's no pushback to be had. So I'm not going to push back just to argue for no reason. But Well, cool. So I guess we're just going to finish off with this. Like, what's next for you guys? Where can people get a hold of you? What's the best way to get a hold of you as well? So I know you mentioned hello@subamplify.com. Is that the best way to connect with you? Subamplify.com, the site, is also obviously to check you out. But what's next? And maybe just kind of like close up shop.
Yeah, no, great question, Eric. Thanks so much for having me. So for us, I think we're just going to really focus on making the platform even better. So some of the features that are coming is just to make like everything we spoke about easier. I think where subscriptions are headed, we don't want to make it so complicated that we're trying to take what a subscription that can just be made simple for your customers and make it so complicated in the future that there's just too many things going on. So we're just going to really double down on that.
Love that.
That's the first thing. Yeah. And there's still a lot of work that we still need to do that we want to do to improve our customers and future customers and help their businesses. So that's the first thing. In terms of getting a hold of me, you can just reach my personal email. So hello@subamplify.com will go to our support team. But if you want to email me directly, it's just douglas@subamplify.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, pretty active there. So you can add me on LinkedIn. And yeah, they're pretty much the two places that you can get a hold of me.
Good stuff. And remember, if you are going to be reaching out to him, mention the show. He's going to give you a special discount. So boom, right before Christmas, you get a 14-day trial, or start off fresh in the New Year's, however you guys want to do it. But definitely worth checking out, folks. I'm really impressed with this platform and the simplicity of it. And the fact that you want to double down on that, just to kind of finish off on a story with our own subscription box. We're so buried in code. We have to, you know, custom stuff that it's like, it could have been so much simpler. We went, learn from me, please. Don't go my route. And whatever system you're going to use, platform you're going to use, it doesn't have to be Subamplify, obviously. Like you said, there's a lot, whatever floats your boat. I'm just saying, like, keep it simple, whatever route that is, because we tried to go super fancy, complicated, and it just cost more money in the end, both money. And now to fix anything, it's going to cost a ton because it's code that we can't do even. So we always got to hire it out. So we're kind of trapped in this like techie web of complication, and it's deep and it's not fun sometimes. So keep it simple. It sounds like you got a great system for that. So Douglas Lim, thanks again for doing this. Thanks for taking the time and thanks for reaching out. I really appreciate learning more about you and your business. It's been a good time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Good stuff. And I do, you know, as we're recording this, so soccer is not huge here, as you know, but it's growing, especially Canada made the World Cup this year. Australia also made the World Cup, and Australia made the second round. Am I right? Are you a big soccer? Are you a big footy fan?
I'm actually a basketball fan. So I'm
no kidding.
Shout out to Steve Nash. He's Canadian,
yeah.
So. But I'm not a huge soccer fan, but whenever Australia gets through and we are like, I just love the underdog. So kind of like Subamplify, we're kind of like the underdog because we're kind of new. Australia, we are not a soccer nation like some of the big countries like Europe or South America. We're just not big. And just to get to the round of 16 is just, we're like blowing our head. It's insane. Our head. Yeah. Like we're just going nuts over here. So
I think I saw it. You guys are called the Socceroos or something, or what is that? That's what they're calling them anyways on TV over here, like the Socceroos from Australia. So, well, congratulations. Actually, as we're recording this, Canada was playing this morning, their last game. They got knocked out after losing to Croatia. But it's their first time in my life that I've seen them in a World Cup, so it's kind of cool. And they're playing right now and the game is paused. I'm recording it because I'm going to catch up on it. They were down 2-1 at half against Morocco as this went to recording. So we'll see what happens. The game's over now, so I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm just going to go and watch it. And same thing, we don't watch a ton of soccer here. I mean, it's a hockey nation, but they made the World Cup, so it's kind of a big deal right now. Everyone's kind of like chiming in, and it's fun. It's cool to see, like, even old, you know, my father-in-law was like at coffee with his friends, and they go to coffee because they're all retired and they're talking about the soccer game. It's like, that never happens. So it's kind of cool. The game's growing here, even up north in the Great White North, it's growing as well. So it's a cool feeling when you're just to be part of it, because we've never been part of this thing. So.
Yeah. So if Canada win this game against Morocco, do they go through?
No, they're still out. Yeah. But it does have huge implications, because if Morocco wins and if because they're in with Belgium, Croatia, and Morocco. So there's implications for who's still going through, because Morocco wins and Belgium loses, or vice versa. So if Canada can play spoiler, and just not even a spoiler, but just get their first win. We've never had a win at the World Cup. So we'll see. Time will tell. You can check out your phone after this and see if they won or lost. But I'm gonna go watch it. So.
I'm gonna check it out. My cousin actually lives in Canada, so.
Oh, cool. Whereabouts?
Yeah.
Do you know which province?
Oh, that's actually no. I think she's in like one of the big cities. I think she's in Vancouver.
Oh, cool and beautiful
Vancouver.
There.
Yeah.
If you like big cities, yeah, Vancouver's big. It would be kind of like your Sydney, or I don't know if it's maybe Toronto would be more like your Sydney, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from Perth here in Australia, so we're about 5 million population.
Oh, that's big. That's so, like Montreal, Vancouver. They're both
Montreal,
a bit smaller. Toronto's around that too. I think the Greater Toronto Area, what they call it, it's like more like probably 6-7. I don't know. So cool. Oh. But Perth, that's big. That's still a big city. How big is Sydney then?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. I think Sydney's like double, like 10.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's big. It's big. It's
very
different to Perth. Like, well, I don't know what it's like in Canada, but when it's green light here in Perth, which means you can go, cars, you know, if a car's not concentrating, you know, we'll let them give a bit of time before we honk. Sydney, light turns green. If you haven't moved.
Yeah, here it's pretty chill. Like, our city here is like the closest city. I'm close to Winnipeg. So I'm in a country here. So I'm in a country here. So it's very cold and snowy here right now. So it's. It's chilly, but this biggest city around me is Winnipeg. And there, the actual city is like 750,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's not a big place around here. And then all the cities are around 1 million, except for the three I mentioned, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver. Otherwise, they're all around 1 million people, the cities.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
It's huge.
Oh, well, cool.
I forgot to do one thing.
Oh, yeah. Go.
I'm gonna take a screenshot and put it on social.
Nice. You know what? It's a great call. I started doing that and then I completely balked and totally stopped doing it. So sorry, folks. I know I keep, it's a great thing to put on social. I always forget. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? A thumbs up?
Whatever you like, a wave, thumbs up, a salute.
Because of Canada playing soccer right now, I'm going to do one of these here.
I'm going to tag you on LinkedIn. All right. I'm taking a screenshot now. Perfect.
All right, on.
That's awesome.
Ever been to a hockey game? Obviously not, but one day, hopefully. If you ever come to Canada, give me a call. Shoot me an email.
Yeah. Likewise, if you come to Perth, like, I'll show you around. I think you'll love Perth.
We had a wedding this past August. So my buddy, my friend, he's from Brazil, Canadian guy now, but he's from Brazil. Married a local, so I'm French Canadian, married a local French Canadian girl, and her sister is married an Australian, and they came in from Australia, and I think they're from the Perth area as well, actually. So he's in conservation, I think is his job. He does a lot of stuff there. Huge guy. He looks like a rugby player. Like so they're talking about like, you guys got to come and visit us there. And actually, so her parents are in Australia. They're leaving on Sunday for 2 or 3 months to Australia for the winter. To visit with their daughter and stuff. So yeah, I think because it's kind of like those Commonwealth countries, there's a lot of connections I find between, you know, some of the European countries and Canada, Australia, those kind of Commonwealth or former Commonwealth, whatever, still sort of on there. Like, we still have the queen on our money. So
yeah,
but, you know what I mean? Like, we're still part of that somehow. But I think there's a connection between our countries. We're not the United States. We're not really these other things. We're these similar countries that kind of are on big land masses, but, you know, still are tight-knit, right?
Yeah. Well, I've met a lot of Canadians, obviously my cousin, and I think it's like personality very similar to Australians, like laid back, but also a big thing in Australia is just mateship. So we could see someone in the shops and just start talking to them, sort of thing, which is big for us.
Like, you're just strangers, I mean?
Yeah, just
Same here. Totally.
Yeah, like, just strangers. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. People are super friendly here, and I think I've been to Toronto and Vancouver, and I find it's a bit different there. Montreal still has that too. Actually, they're pretty friendly there. Actually, I find Toronto, Vancouver, just such big cities with such an influx of so many different cultures now. That's like no one really talks to each other. It's kind of like that big city feel. Whereas these other places around the country, other than those two, it still has that same feeling where people, you know, I'll bump into you, Douglas, at a shop, and it's like, oh, pardon me, or whatever, excuse me, and sorry, or whatever, and then we'll start talking about something or whatever, like whatever is happening right now. You know, maybe it's that soccer game or a hockey game that happened, or the team last night they won, or and people are just super friendly. It's just a good vibe here too. Yeah,
sounds exactly like Australia. I love it.
I think, except it's we're the cold and you're the hot. So there you go.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks again for doing this. Appreciate it. Yeah. And we'll talk soon, and we'll keep in touch with social media and stuff. So, and then hopefully, if ever you get an answer to that question with the digital adding it, I'd love to, for you to connect, and I can post that and maybe do a wrap up on it or something or whatnot. So I would appreciate that.
That'd be awesome, Eric. Yeah. Thank you once again.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Cool.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Talk soon. Take care.
Take care.
A massive thank you to the proud sponsors of this episode, SubSummit. Make sure to take advantage of the Startup Scholarship Program, guys, for your chance to attend the world's largest D2C subscription conference next year. Applications close on December 13th. Links are available in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Cheers.